are you going to stop insulting President Donald Trump? You're always saying that you don't like the way he goes to his rallies and insults others, yet you sit there behind the microphone and insult him time after time after time.
Well, I'm doing exactly what I thought you guys liked, because every time you guys go to your hate rallies and he insults somebody, you guys cheer and raise your fists and are happy about it. So I thought the way to communicate to you was to insult Donald Trump.
Now, you're just being sarcastic. You're such a hypocrite. Donald Trump, our great president Donald Trump, has done nothing to any of you. He's only made this country and world better. And you continually insult him, make fun of his weight, make fun of his hair, make fun of his color of his skin. He is probably going to go down as one of the best presidents in the United States, and he doesn't deserve this kind of attack.
All right. I promise you, I'll do better.
Now, it's time for Stuck in the Middle Radio Show with Alan Edwards.
At what point are we going to stop allowing this swollen, bloated, orange scumbucket to do what he wants to do? This thing that happened at Arlington National Cemetery is just another example of how this disgusting con man doesn't care anything about morals, about the military. All this man is looking for is a friggin' photo op so he gets attention on the news. And of course, he got it.
Warren, so what is the Army saying in this rare statement?
Manu, this is a fairly remarkable statement, both, as you point out, because of the rebuke of the Trump campaign, and then for standing up to the Arlington National Cemetery employee who was involved in this. The statement doesn't mention the Trump campaign or former President Donald Trump explicitly, but it's also very clear to what it's referring. Here is a part of this statement. Let me read this to you. Participants in the August 26th ceremony and subsequent Section 60 visit were made aware of federal laws, Army regulations, and DOD policies which clearly prohibit political activities. An Arlington National Cemetery employee who attempted to ensure adherence to these rules was abruptly pushed aside. ANC is a national shrine to the honored dead of the armed forces, and its dedicated staff will continue to ensure public ceremonies are conducted with dignity and respect. In that statement, the Army basically says the visit as it was carried out in Section 60, which is where fallen service members from Iraq and Afghanistan are buried, was a violation of federal law. That law explicitly states memorial services and ceremonies at Army National Military Cemeteries will not include partisan political activities. That's where they say the visit violated federal law.
Now, Donald Trump's people said it never happened, never touched anybody, fake news, blah, blah, blah. It did happen. They have record of it. They have documentation of it. Of course, this bloated piece of garbage and his campaign did it.
But afterwards, a member of the Trump campaign also suggested the Arlington employee with which this altercation happened was, quote, a despicable individual, and someone even suggested that she might have mental health issues. Here, the Army stood by their employee, praising her professionalism and saying it's an incredibly important and sacred job she has at Arlington National Cemetery. Once again, Manu, an incredible statement in this rebuke of the campaign and, of course, standing up for the employee involved in this.
Corey Lewandowski, I knew as soon as he became a part of the campaign, this thing was going to be a disaster, because his way of getting attention is doing things like this. You remember him from 2016 when he was grabbing people and tossing them out of the arenas that Trump was in. He does the same kind of stuff. This is what he thinks getting attention is all about. He has ticked off so many in the military. So many people, veterans, are so... They're not going to vote for Donald Trump because of situations like this. But you know what? Trump doesn't care. He doesn't care because he got a photo up. All he wants is that attention. Participants in the August 26th ceremony and subsequent Section 60 were made aware of federal laws, Army regulations, policy, and the DOD policies, which clearly prohibits political activity on ceremonial grounds, on cemetery grounds. He knows that. That's why he did it. Because any other time, he would just go there and it'd be like any other day. But this way, since there was a clear political activity at the cemetery, he knew this was going to happen. An ANC employee who attempted to ensure adherence to these rules was abruptly pushed aside, and the Army spokesperson said in a statement on Thursday, Section 60 is an area in the cemetery largely reserved for graves of those who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. So the Army goes on to say this incident was unfortunate, and it is also unfortunate that ANC employee had her professionalism had been unfairly attacked. ANC is a national shrine to honor the dead of the armed forces, and its dedicated staff will continue to ensure public ceremonies are conducted with the dignity and respect the nation's fallen deserves, the statement said. It's just, how many more of these incidents are we going to normalize? Why do we continue to say, well, that's Donnie for ya, love ya? But of course, the MAGA cult is just, you know, they still think, my God, this is the second coming. This guy is the next thing to Jesus. And it's just so amazing. He's such a wonderful person for visiting our veterans. It's disgusting and sickening. But the majority of people say this is just another crappy, disgusting thing Donald Trump did. It's both ways. People see it, and MAGA continues to make excuses for him. But you know what? I can guarantee you this. This is just another stunt that is going to drop him down in the polls. And already some of the polls are showing Kamala Harris is rising and rising above all of this garbage, and Donald Trump keeps sinking. His campaign keeps telling him, you got to get a grip. You got to make sure that you do something different than what you are doing. But he's an old, frail, fragile man with an old, frail, fragile ego. And he's going to continue to keep doing it. So keep doing it, Donald. We love you for doing that, for the simple fact that you are not going to win. You're not going to win. Thank you.
Ouch!
I just wanted to let you know I feel slutty and I feel sleazy.